It's the Augusta Free Press, and it's on the air. From our studios in downtown Waynesboro, it's the Augusta Free Press Show.
Welcome to the Augusta Free Press Show. I'm Chris Graham. Happy holidays. Hope you had a Merry Christmas. Looking forward to a Happy New Year and whatever other holidays there are out there right now. Definitely want to, this is a holiday season. It's a great time of year. Big week for us this week, as usual. Joining us from the UVA Office of Telemedicine will be Karen Ruban. She'll be talking about the Office of Telemedicine's unique program that reaches out to rural healthcare providers across the Commonwealth and tries to link them up with the latest in technology and the latest in medicine through UVA and a federal grant helping them in that process. We'll talk with Karen about that. Also joining us, Karen Beck Herzog from the Shenandoah National Park. We're going to update our listeners here on the progress of improvements to the Skyline Drive in the Shenandoah National Park here in the valley and above, looking down from the top of the Blue Ridge Mountains to the valley, and some improvements to the drive there that are really long overdue. And Karen will help us figure out what's going on. Also joining us will be Sandra Stanwitz from the United Way of Greater Augusta. We're going to talk about an upcoming deadline for filing applications from agencies from across the Greater Augusta area, and also just about what United Way does in general. And Sandra will help us figure some of those things out. And joining us will be Cynthia Paulhill from the Woodrow Wilson Presidential Library in Stanton, an open house this week upcoming to show off what the Woodrow Wilson Library has to offer, and great birthplace there in Stanton. Of course, I think it's the 28th President Woodrow Wilson born in Stanton, and so they celebrate his life and times there, and good stuff going on. So we'll talk with Cynthia to figure out more about this open house and more on the show coming up. So keep it right here and listen to the show. We'll be right back after this on the Augusta Free Press Show.
Want to know what's going on? Check out our calendar of events and get the complete rundown. The Augusta Free Press, www.augustafreepress.com.
You don't have to go all the way to Greenfront. Fine furnishings are now available in Fishersville. Stop by our store and get a free gift when you make your first purchase of $30 or more. As a bonus, you'll be registered to win $500 in free furnishings just for registering to receive our HomeSense newsletter. Home Innovations is located on Route 250 in Fishersville, across from the Augusta County Library. Home Innovations, turning the house you have into the home you've always dreamed of.
It's back, and it's like you've never seen it before. The January 2008 edition of the New Dominion magazine marks the debut of our new glossy full-color look. With a cover story breaking down the obscenity case in Stanton, a look inside economic trends in Waynesboro, interviews with TV and radio mainstays, a look at rural Virginia politics, and a few minutes in an MMA cage. And it's free. The New Dominion magazine is available at locations throughout the valley in Central Virginia. To find out more, go to thenewdominion.com. Thenewdominion.com.
We want to know what you're thinking. Comment on stories. Vote in our polls. Get the discussion started. The Augusta Free Press, AugustaFreePress.com.
Joining us now on the Augusta Free Press Show is Karen Beck Herzog with the Shenandoah National Park. We're going to talk about some construction that should be getting underway soon, if in some degree maybe it's already there, on the Skyline Drive in the Shenandoah National Park. And Karen, I know this is an interesting time of year with weather and such, but talk about this project and where things kind of stand with this work on the Skyline Drive.
Sure. We're very excited about this project. The project will reconstruct portions of the Skyline Drive. Essentially, the road was, of course, constructed in the 1930s and was reconstructed in 1983, and essentially it's time for a new construction. Really what you have is that the asphalt that the cars ride on has deteriorated in some places significantly. We're going to be going into those places where it has significantly deteriorated and essentially ripping out what's there, taking off the asphalt, going all the way down to the base, and then replacing all of that. In addition, we're also replacing some culverts, and that's the work that's currently being done. As you said, it's an interesting time for Skyline Drive here in the winter. Paving work can't be done in these cold temperatures. So what we have is up top, we've got our contractor doing some saw cuts, removing a little bit of the pavement, and replacing culverts, making sure that the water can go from one side of Skyline Drive to the other.
Karen Beck Herzog from the Shenandoah National Park joining us here on the Augusta Free Press Show, talking Skyline Drive improvements. This is a roughly a year-long project, correct?
That is correct.
And so some of the work beginning now. I can imagine that when you're talking about Skyline Drive, and it can be a challenge, not just with the weather right now. Of course, paving work can't be done in this kind of weather, and it's even colder up there generally this time of year than it is down here on the valley floor. But there's also got to be some issues just related to the terrain out there that could present some challenges overall too.
I guess in some places, as they are doing some of the culverts, that would probably be true, because you've got some places where culverts have some steep drops on the opposite side, the down slope side. For the most part, I think where they have the paving, it should be fairly level, and so I think it's just really the idea of hauling the materials off the mountain.
Sure. Karen Beck-Herzog joining us here on the Augusta Free Press Show. This is a stretch, it's 30-plus miles, is that right, this first phase of the project?
Actually, this is the only phase that we have.
Okay.
We're just working on the central district,
okay.
And yes, it is about 35 miles.
Okay. And now in the wintertime here, things will proceed as they can. No paving work can really be done. But talk about, I guess when the spring rolls around, things will really be moving up there, so to speak.
That's what we would hope, that the contractor will be able to really get into the paving side of things, so visitors can expect, again, those ideas of we're ripping out that pavement, so they should be aware that there will be stretches where it could just be a gravel surface, and obviously they'll need to up their speeds, but it will always be safe. We'll always have at least one lane of traffic open where we are doing construction. We figure that there'll be no more than maybe two spots that the contractor will be working, so at best, at most, maybe a 30-minute delay with those two sections overall.
And, of course, folks who are traveling on the Skyline Drive are not up there necessarily to rush from one place to the next. You're up there to enjoy it a little bit, so we'll just remind our listeners as time goes on through this project through this year that you have a little bit more time maybe to enjoy yourself up there in a couple of situations at least.
Right. It just like you said, the whole idea of being up on Skyline Drive is to slow down overall. It's a 35-mile-an-hour road, and it really is to be able to stop and kind of enjoy nature and kind of recreate ourselves, to reconnect ourselves to nature. And sometimes it affords you the opportunity maybe to stop, roll down the windows, look out at the, if it's a vista, or look at the trees. And you never know, maybe a black bear will come wandering out.
We're talking with Karen Beck-Herzog here from the Shenandoah National Park on the Augusta Free Press Show. So a year-long project, so at least the timetable would say that hopefully the work will wrap up around this time next year, which means we could look to a spring 2009 real, so to speak, grand reopening maybe of those sections, that section there anyway, that 35-mile stretch there.
Yeah, actually, essentially, yes, we would be looking at having that with some nice new pavement and completely open, and hoping that our park neighbors will come and join us up top and really enjoy the treasure that we have here.
So this is the only phase right now ongoing. Are there plans to look at the other stretches of the drive in the future to make similar kinds of improvements?
I don't know. Really what happens is that we get this money through the federal Lands Highway Program, so I don't know where we stand within that funding source. I know that we will be doing some work in the coming years on some of our overlooks, and are hoping to see additional work. We've got in the works plans to do five of the overlooks, and would like to see more of them done as they are deteriorating.
Karen Beck-Herzog from the Shenandoah National Park, thank you for your time, and we'll maybe have you back on a little bit later on to help us give us an update of where things stand in the project.
That would be terrific. Thank you for being interested.
Links to valley attractions, dining options, government and politics links, and more. The Scene. Check it out. AugustaFreePress.com.
University of Virginia basketball has moved across the street, but U-Haul lore lives on. Mad About You, four decades of basketball at University Hall, an inside look at UVA basketball. More information at madaboutyou.net. Madaboutyou.net. Get your copy today.
Back by popular demand. Well, sorta, kinda. Stop the Presses will change your life. And it's actually a collection of humor columns by author Chris Graham. That's me. I had a hard time narrowing them down, so you get 98 of them, and every one of them can be read while you're taking care of business. More information at authorchrisgraham.com. That's authorchrisgraham.com. Carly at the Movies. Go inside the latest from Hollywood and the indie scene. every Monday at AugustaFreePress.com.
Joining us now on the Augusta Free Press Show is Cynthia Paulhill, the special events coordinator at the Woodrow Wilson Presidential Library. A big day coming up tomorrow at the library. It's the 151st birthday of Woodrow Wilson, and always a big day there at the Presidential Library to celebrate the birthday of the former president.
Yes, that's right. It is a big day for us. And, you know, this year we have different musicians performing, and the musicians are actually Jim Harrington and Buddy Thomas, and they will be doing period music in the parlor of the birthplace between 1 and 3 o'clock p.m. And then we have volunteers who have worked hard at restoring, and they now maintain the president's 1919 Pyrrhus arrow. And one of them will be here between 10 and 12. And we refer to him as the grandfather of the Pyrrhus arrow. And his name is Mr. Robertson. And then our guests can enjoy all kinds of activities in the museum building. We have 7 feature galleries of exhibits that cover President Wilson's life and times. And on the second floor of the museum building, we have decorated birthday cakes and punch that will be served in the trustees' room all day from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Talk with Cynthia Paulhill, special events coordinator at the Woodrow Wilson Presidential Library. And, of course, people will also get a chance to intermingle with folks dressed in period 1850s dress and really get a feel for what it was like when the president was born and lived in Stanton.
That's right. And that's the best part of it. It's going back in time in the 1850s.
We're talking with Cynthia Paulhill from the Woodrow Wilson Presidential Library. It's a big time in the life of the Presidential Library as well. I know a lot of things are going on there. And this is maybe a chance for the library to show off what's going on and talk a little bit about the future as well.
That's right. Yes, you just never know what's going to be happening here next.
Could you talk just a little bit about that? I know this is an interesting time to be there with so much going on around. I know the planning and work and the phases about the future of the Presidential Library, and I can imagine it's interesting being behind the scenes, so to speak, like you are.
Yes, it is exciting, and we're really excited because we have a new director of development, and I hope you have an opportunity to interview her sometime. Her name's Nancy McIntyre. And, you know, they're getting really excited, you know, about development plans for getting this new building built for us that will enable us to actually show you some of the papers of President Wilson's and a lot of materials of President Wilson's as well.
Well, Cynthia, I'm sure tomorrow is a fun day. It's a birthday celebration, and that's the way you guys have always treated this. I've been to these in the past. And,
have you ever been before, Chris?
I have been, and it's always fun to be a part of this kind of thing, to kind of get a sense of what it was like to celebrate a birthday back in this day and age, and also, of course, to revel a bit in Stanton's own president.
Yes, that's right.
Well, I want to thank you for your time. That wraps up the interview. Thank you for your time, and we'll hopefully have a good time tomorrow out at the open house.
Okay, well, thanks so much, Chris.
The place to go to find local news and views. Our news and blogs link at AugustaFreePress.com.
A contentious city council election. A mayor is dead, a retired judge is the chief suspect, and it's up to a local journalist to get to the bottom of the story. Judge Not is a small-town political thriller, the first novel from Chris Graham. More information at AuthorChrisGraham.com. AuthorChrisGraham.com.
Headlines from across the valley. The Morning Edition, weekdays at AugustaFreePress.com.
Joining us now on the Augusta Free Press Show is Sandra Stanowitz, the Executive Director of the United Way of Greater Augusta. And upcoming in the next few weeks, a deadline for agencies in the Greater Augusta area, Stanton, Waynesboro, Augusta County, to file for funding for the 2008 year. And Sandra, talk about that upcoming deadline. It's coming up January 18th.
Right, coming up 18th, if there's anyone out there listening, any 501c3s that are interested in applying for funding from the United Way, they can get their application in a number of ways. They can drop by the office, and we are behind the 7-Eleven on Route 250. They can pick up an application. They can call us, and we can send one in the mail, or we can email them a copy if they would like, and just call us and give us their email address. But that's for any 501c3. In Augusta County, Stanton, and Waynesboro that's interested in seeking funding from the United Way for 2008.
And, of course, we'll have some more information on our website as well to help people find out more how to be involved in this process. But Sandra, talk about what the United Way does and how the United Way supports health and human services agencies in the area every year.
Okay, I'd be glad to. Well, basically, at this point in time and for many years, the United Ways in our communities have been fundraising organizations, and our job is to raise funds and, of course, then distribute those through agencies who do human resource and human services in the community. And that's what we're working on right now, and that's our major mission at this point. We're actually finishing up our campaign for this year, and at the end of the campaign, which probably will be January before everything gets in, it's in January then that we start the funding application. At this point in time, for this year, we're funding 19 agencies. And, of course, every year, every agency has to reapply, so there's no guarantee of funding from one year to the next. And so anyone out there who's listening who's interested can, of course, get in touch with us, like we said earlier, and get that application. It's not a very daunting application. We've revised it this year. For many years, it was very heavy piece of information, but now we've got it down to about 7 or 8 pages. It's very user-friendly, and we're really pleased with that. I would like to mention, Chris, that for many years, the United Way had what we called a blackout period and a no solicitation list. And at the December the 10th board meeting, the board of directors of the United Way decided to do away with that for the next funding cycle. So we are we realize that it's in our best interest, but more importantly, it's in the interest of our community and the people we serve that our agencies are financially stable and viable and healthy. And in order to do that, they need to raise funds throughout the year. So we have eliminated the blackout period, which meant that you could not raise funds during the time that we were in campaign, and we've eliminated the no solicitation list, which was basically that you could not solicit funds from anyone who was doing a United Way campaign in the workplace. And there's a lot of agencies who backed out of the United Way a number of years ago because of that, because it interfered with their other fundraising efforts. So we're proud to tell the community that we no longer have that policy, and anyone who had been a part of United Way for many years and dropped out because of that is now welcome to reapply.
Well, that's good news. I know we're talking with Sandra Stanwitz from United Way of Greater Augusta here on the Augusta Free Press Show. That I know that from working with doing stories on a number of different agencies across the area, that of course they're just like United Way. They're trying to raise money for their causes, and it can be tough in this day and age. Particularly, it seems tougher and tougher to find those dollars to keep the doors open. And you mentioned 19 agencies supported in the current year, and they really run the gamut from agencies that work with children to seniors and everybody in between. Could you talk a little bit about just generally the kinds of groups that the United Way works with from year to year?
Well, you're right. We actually have agencies that cover small children. We have two child care agencies. We have agencies that take care of elderly and take care of people who are physically and mentally handicapped. We have Big Brothers Big Sisters is one of our agencies, and that's a mentoring group that provides services to children in the community that need to have someone to mentor them and spend time with them. Blue Ridge Legal Services is one of our big agencies, and they provide legal counseling on just about the whole gamut of any kind of legal issue that a person might have, and that's provided based on reduced fees because the United Way helps pay for that. We also have a lot of programs for teenagers. We help fund programs at the Office on Youth that covers all of our three service areas. We help fund the Stanton Augusta YMCA Summer Camp and Teen Center. And so we do, you're right, we have it's a very great variety of agencies that pretty much cover about any need that a person would have and at any age point in their life. That's what's amazing to me, is we take care of them from the time that they're children all the way up until we have senior citizens that we help take care of. So.
Sandra Stanwitz, Executive Director of the United Way of Greater Augusta, joining us here on the Augusta Free Press Show. And I guess we can appeal to two different groups out there. Of course, that January 18th deadline for agencies to apply for funding for the next year is upcoming. And so those out there who are listening who might be interested in getting those applications, we'll have more information on our website. And also just those who are listening out there who might be able to help out. That campaign's still ongoing. The current campaign to raise money for the next year is still ongoing. So if you think you can help out, please do so.
Yeah, and Chris, I'd like to also mention, we've just done something recently that might be of interest to some folks as we get near the end of the year for their accounting purposes. We opened a brokerage account, so people are now able, if they have stock they'd like to get rid of before the end of the year, they can sell their stock and donate the proceeds from that directly to the United Way. And all they need to do is get in touch with us here at the United Way, and we'll give them all of the information on that. But that's a big step forward for us because we've not had that before, and we're really excited about that. And then also I would like to mention that there are lots of people who do get to the end of the year and their accountant gives them a call and says, hey, you need to make a little additional donation somewhere to help yourself out. And we get lots of those calls, and we'd be glad to receive any donations, you know, in terms of helping people out for their taxes for the year. So I want people to know that also.
Yeah, I'm sure we can figure out good ways for that money to be put to good use here in the area.
Absolutely.
Well, Sandra, thanks for your time. Again, we'll have information on our website for our listeners out there so you can get some more specifics. But Sandra, thanks again, and we'll have you on again soon to talk about the United Way.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Headlines from across the valley, the morning edition, weekdays at AugustaFreePress.com.
A contentious city council election. A mayor is dead, a retired judge is the chief suspect, and it's up to a local journalist to get to the bottom of the story. Judge Knot is a small-town political thriller, the first novel from Chris Graham. More information at AuthorChrisGraham.com. AuthorChrisGraham.com.
Looking for a convenient location for your office? Choose the Main Street building located in downtown Waynesboro. Office suites are available starting at $150 per month. Short-term leases are available. Call today for a tour. 943-9999. That's 540-943-9999. The place to go to find local news and views. Our news and blogs link at AugustaFreePress.com.
Joining us now on the Augusta Free Press Show is Karen Ruban, the medical director of the University of Virginia Office of Telemedicine. And we're talking with Karen today about an interesting project that the Office of Telemedicine will be involved in, connecting rural healthcare providers by broadband access to medical experts. Karen, talk about this project.
Thank you. We've had a telemedicine program now for more than a dozen years, through which we connect health professionals and patients in all regions of the Commonwealth. We can use our technology to provide diagnostic services, follow-up care, and health-related educational services, such as distance learning for health professionals or patient education.
Mm-hmm. And recent news involving the program is a $3.7 million federal grant, I believe that, or $2.7 million federal grant that you're that the office has been able to access that will help enhance these services.
Absolutely. So we were very fortunate to have been awarded a $2.7 million grant from the Federal Communications Commission, and we also have received matching funds from the Department of Housing and Community Development of $1.4 million and an additional $750,000 from the Virginia Tobacco Indemnification Commission. All this funding is to develop a more robust telecommunications infrastructure in the Commonwealth of Virginia, which would be the infrastructure over which we and other medical centers support telemedicine services for citizens in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Karen Ruban, the medical director of the University of Virginia Office of Telemedicine, joining us here on the Augusta Free Press Show. And healthcare and access to healthcare for residents in rural areas, and particularly, in Virginia has so many areas that are, you know, where folks live far away from some hospital care. Reaching out to folks in this way is very important so that they don't have to go to the major medical centers and drive sometimes long distances to be able to access the kind of quality care, for example, that UVA offers.
That's correct. Our telemedicine program is geared to enhancing access for patients who don't have those particular subspecialty services in their community. Our major goal is to enhance access, but certainly not to compete with existing providers. And so we've targeted communities who are missing certain specialty and subspecialty services and have worked in conjunction with the local community providers.
Talking with Karen Ruban, the medical director at the UVA Office of Telemedicine here on the Augusta Free Press Show. And so my understanding is that these recent grant awards are helping create a pilot program, a rural healthcare pilot program. Could you talk more about that and some of the longer-term goals with this particular program?
Sure. Well, the Federal Communications Commission has provided, through a program called the Universal Service Fund, discounts on broadband telecommunications services for approximately 11 years. However, they were not utilized to the degree that the FCC and and Congress actually had hoped it would be used. So they instituted this pilot program and funded programs throughout the nation, and we are fortunate to have been one of the awarded programs. The goal then is to enhance the broadband footprint in Virginia and across the nation so that access to broadband services won't be a challenge for telemedicine providers who wish to reach out and serve.
And the focal point, at least with this program, if I understand right, is really so that the healthcare providers themselves can access expert care. But I guess is there also the possibility that patients themselves can link directly to experts in the field?
Well, the patients are the recipients of this. That's
okay.
Our goal.
Okay.
So a patient would be referred by their primary care physician for a specialty or subspecialty consultation.
Okay.
And we know that in Virginia we have a reasonably sized primary care workforce, but we have challenges with specialists and subspecialists in rural communities. Hence, as you alluded earlier, the need for patients to travel long distances for certain services. With telemedicine, we can support the community physicians in providing those services to their patients in their communities themselves. We've already facilitated more than 11,000 services in the UVA telemedicine network over the last 10 years.
That's interesting. That shows the breadth of how much this is needed out there. Karen Ruban, medical director of the University of Virginia Office of Telemedicine, joining us here, and we'll have more information about this this program on our website. Karen, I want to thank you for your time today.
Sure. I might want to also just comment that we have been awarded a grant in conjunction with the Commonwealth of Virginia and the Virginia Telehealth Network to bring timely access to stroke services. That's one of the goals of our particular pilot proposal. We know that when one has an acute stroke, you have 3 hours from the onset of the symptoms to the actual delivery of clot-busting therapies. And so when you live far from a medical center that's trained to administer thrombolytic therapies, time is of the essence. So we hope with this pilot project to bring to rural Virginia a new telestroke initiative.
That's an interesting concept there, as you mentioned, as we talked about earlier, the amount of time and distance that some people live from major hospitals can be a particular problem in that field, in the field of stroke care.
Yes.
Well, Karen, thank you so much for your time today. It's really great talking with you.
You're welcome. Thank you for contacting me, and thank you for bringing this to your audience's attention.
Your portal into the valley, the Augusta Free Press, www.augustafreepress.com.
Advertisers want to reach sports fans who follow their favorite teams on the Sports Dominion? Contact us today, 540-949-6574 or thesportsdominion@comcast.net. Daily website, weekly radio show, The Sports Dominion, sports your way. It's back, and it's like you've never seen it before. The January 2008 edition of the New Dominion magazine marks the debut of our new glossy full-color look. With a cover story breaking down the obscenity case in Stanton, a look inside economic trends in Waynesboro, interviews with TV and radio mainstays, a look at rural Virginia politics, and a few minutes in an MMA cage. And it's free. The New Dominion magazine is available at locations throughout the Valley in Central Virginia. To find out more, go to thenewdominion.com. Thenewdominion.com. Stop the presses. News from a different angle. Fridays at AugustaFreePress.com. I want to thank all of our guests once again. Sandra Stanwitz from the United Way of Greater Augusta. Cynthia Paolo from the Woodrow Wilson Presidential Library. Karen Beck-Herzog from Shenandoah National Park. And Karen Ruban from the University of Virginia Office of Telemedicine. I want to remind our listeners out there, in the next few days, you'll see the re-debut of the New Dominion magazine. Our sister publication will be out on newsstands and coffee houses and restaurants and other places throughout the Waynesboro, Stanton, Augusta, Harrisonburg, Charlottesville, and Lexington areas in the coming days. So be on the lookout for that. Check out thenewdominion.com for a full listing of places where you can go pick one up. And if you're outside of our immediate distribution areas and you want to look at a copy of the magazine, you want us to drop one in the mail to you, just go on the website there. You'll find some information out about how to get in touch with us so we can get a mag in the mail to you. The cover story of this magazine should be interesting. A look at the obscenity case in Stanton involving the After Hours video store that opened up in the last few months. And we interview Ray Robertson, the Commonwealth's attorney, in addition to others, Paul Cambria and others, to get some insight onto this case. And so much involved in the magazine. A look at Virginia and the growth of mixed martial arts in the Commonwealth, the new Virginia Senate, what it means to rural citizens of the Commonwealth, a lot more in there. So again, thenewdominion.com to get more information about how to pick up a copy of the magazine. And I want to thank you for listening this week. It's our last edition of the calendar year 2007. We'll be right back in 2008 with a lot more to share with you. Until then, we'll talk again soon.
The Augusta Free Press Show is a production of Augusta Free Press Publishing, all rights reserved. For more on the Augusta Free Press, check out our website, AugustaFreePress.com. That's AugustaFreePress.com.
Want a hard copy of this week's show? CDs are available for $9.99. Email us at augfreepress@comcast.net to order yours. That's augfreepress@comcast.net.